Like a child, my anxiousness would die down by been there, done that. My parents quote my childhood as thoroughly inquisitive, the facets of my toys were hard to be preserved. This realization by my father forced him to issue a dictate. The doctrine was not to touch the expensive gadgets in the house. But I still managed to heal the head of the tape recorder with a dash of perfume and the VCR doctored for distorted displays. I am sure, my father built up a budget for repairs and maintenances. My grandfather suffered an ordeal with his imported transistor, a perfect receding device, plotted by magic hands, to be permanently unreceptive. In 2017, we get stress-relieving toys called Fidget. Aging me, skepticism ripened. Logically talking, what does the surface on the moon look like? How is it on the top of Mount Everest, or is the marine biome real? As a marketer today, I trust only touch and feel. Like a person visually impaired, the world to me seems illusioned. Psychiatrically, I think that the world is an enactment of my existence, meaning that whatever I see with my naked eyes exists, rest is delusion. We all have played those 4D games, where the pictures move along with our joystick. Similarly, in this life, I am the hero and the sets germinate as I move. Seemingly, there is nothing behind my back, while I write this on the computer and as I turn to look behind, deceptively, everything exists. Ha! With that reasoning, if I am at work, there is no home and I call my fellows to check, that's a ploy. Hope, my wisdom nurtures with age so that I can create more confusing ideologies to prove a point, never let the child in you die. Tilda May apostrophe 2017.